Hello. Hello. I saw a program recently about electric bikes, and I thought I'd put in my penny's worth. It's going to be a little bit controversial, I'm sure. And I can already kind of hear the screams of protestations, calling it perhaps an idiotic observation. But hey, I'm offering a different perspective from the majority, maybe majority bikers. But I'm entitled to an opinion, and as you are to yours. So let me know what you think if you find that my views don't necessarily coincide with yours. The premise of what I'm saying is based on why I became a biker. So, when is a bike not a bike? I would say. On my island of birth, the traffic police rode Triumph motorbikes. Every day on my way to school and in my daily life, I was afflicted and infected with a curse of their distinctive, loud, deep-throated engine roars that filled up my space. It was, quite frankly, music to my ears. And when I arrived in England as a teenager, those viral sounds followed me and were firmly etched into my, what I would call my prefrontal cortex of my brain as I dreamt one day of owning a motorbike. I therefore absolutely believe that aside from a biker's obvious rebellious and maverick nature, the most important reason for owning a motorbike is that mystical power of the internal combustion engine and the primeval base instinct to want to hear that explosion of energy from within the belly of the beast, as it were. Why is noise and the hearing of sounds so indispensable to mankind, and more importantly, to the world of motorbiking? We bikers, and I may have said this before, are an endangered species. Besides having to contend with the vagaries of the weather and these massive potholes all over the country, we have to deal with a host of other obstacles: pedestrians, the blinded, the drunken, the uninsured, the unskillful, the careless car drivers, the cyclists, the idiot car drivers too busy texting while driving, the white van men, the trucks with large blind spots, and a multitude of other causes. As with our observational skills, being able to generate sounds is, I think, absolutely vital to our safety and that of the people who function within and outside our space. Hearing empowers, excuse me, and enables us to communicate. It helps us to connect to the outside world and keeps us safe by warning us and others of potential dangers. Only, therefore, a motorbike mounted with an internal combustion engine fulfills that role. Enter the electric bike. What the hell is it? When I saw this program, I asked myself, it looks like a bike, but is it a real bike? I don't think so, because if you take the engine away, what have you got? You've got a bike that's not a bike. It might as well be a bicycle. It's an extension of a bicycle with a battery-propelled bicycle with a bigger battery. Therefore, it goes a little bit faster and it's physically larger. I think it's simply a propaganda machine without a soul and totally devoid of personality. It's a movement. My friends will understand what I mean by that. I call it EBM, Electric Bike Movement, pushing and promoting a political agenda of climate change and an existence in a fictional carbon neutral world. Now, there's nothing wrong with that, you may say. Actually, everything is wrong with it in the biking world, because being a noiseless instrument of pleasure, a noiseless motorbike ignores the risks it poses on the open roads. I would go as far as to say that electric bikes are unsafe to ride in the real world of mobile transportation. Don't get me wrong, I believe in innovation. I believe in creativity and in pushing the boundaries of our engineering capabilities. Manufacturers have a duty to manufacture and to innovate. That's their job. Where I differ is in my vision of a carbon neutral future and the manufacturing of a product unfit and dangerous for purpose in the motorbiking world. In my view, battery-propelled vehicles should be confined to the four-wheeled varieties only, because despite their stealth-like characteristics, they would always be easier to spot. And of course, they offer better protection to the users as opposed to bikers being more exposed to the elements. Riding a mobile rocket on wheels in silent mode to save the planet is downright dangerous and irresponsible. I can't think of any outside locations where it would be safe to ride them. They are toys and should be confined to empty private racetracks. Forget about a jaunt to the countryside and the use of back lanes to your destination, where even the rabbits and cows who cross the roads and sheep who are standing mostly in the middle of the roads need to hear the sounds of oncoming traffic. Now, those of you who've crossed over to North Yorkshire will know what I'm saying. Crossed over into the countryside on the way to the East Coast or various other destination hotspots. I suspect that electric bikes, I suspect that electric bikes will be bought, obviously, but they'll be bought primarily by those inexperienced riders who haven't the required instincts to be on the roads. And unfortunately, there'll be more accidents. My guess is that real bikers will not be riding these battery-powered horses whose sole existence is to lure them into the clutches of the green carbon footprint spin merchants and the big electric transportation developers. Of the programs that I've seen on TV or the articles I've read about electric bikes, those which have been tested, the current crop of electric bikes which have been tested by journalists and TV presenters, none of those people have actually had the courage to highlight the serious risks that electric motorbikes constitute to life and limb. Maybe they haven't thought about it, I don't know. There must be a reason why nobody's thought about it or why they haven't mentioned it. Certainly, I haven't heard of anyone talk about it. In a recent program, I saw something about Aston Martin. Aston Martin has built a superbike mounted, wait for it, mounted with an internal combustion engine, with a Brough Superior engine. Now, this is quite a leap for its car heritage. Why did they not develop an electric bike? Very important question. They have all the resources available to them. So what made them think of developing a bike with with an engine and not with batteries? Maybe because they understand more than anybody else that embracing the art of the noise is what petrolheads and bikers really seek and want and need. Electric bikes should be confined to the world of Tron, and those of you who've seen the movie will know what I'm talking about. So, we can't help but accept the fact that electric bikes are being built, will be built, will increase in numbers, and will be used on our roads. I think the next generation of warning signs on the road and vinyl stickers will say "Ghost Rider approaching." Cheers.